The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com. Good morning, everyone. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk 107.1, MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Alexis Thompson. Don McLean. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And good morning, Kenny.
Good morning.
How's everybody this morning?
A little tired.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder why. Can't wait to hear about the sleep deprivation.
Yeah.
Trying to find all the spirits and the ghosts and everything.
Yes.
Oh, lots of stories about that today. And of course, we have a lot of things to celebrate. Jason is off today. He's off tomorrow as well. He'll be back on Wednesday. Today, though, is June Bug Day. It's National Thank God It's Monday Day. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
Trial Technology Day, VCR Day.
Lexus, yes. This is your day.
Yeah, that's right. I still have two at home, loud and proud, playing my VHS tapes. And of course, we ask each other this every morning.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Your tea this morning, Dawn?
My tea is, it wants to be caffeinated, I'll be honest with you. Still trying to get my days and nights back to normal where they were, so. But yeah. It's National VCR Day. I stopped at a flea market and saw a bunch of VCR tapes on the way back.
Oh.
I'll tell you about that a little later.
I wonder if you bought any.
No, Alexis, I did not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I got a player for you if you need it. Kenny, do you have a VCR? Am I the only one?
Actually, I do, yes.
Yes!
And it is hooked up.
Oh, it's hooked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
There's a lot of home videos we need to watch.
Absolutely.
Kenny, how's your coffee this morning?
My coffee, this is the first of only two cups that I will have today. Very disappointed in what my life has become. It used to be two thermoses,
yeah,
a lot of coffee. It's now down to two pathetic cups, but it's good.
Is that doctor ordered, or is it just more yourself?
No, it's just the way life has turned out.
Yeah,
I accidentally
me too.
Quit drinking alcohol, too, or drinking to excess. I don't know how this stuff happens. It just happens.
Yeah, body's just like, I'm done. I can't take anymore. Yep. Yeah, my coffee is kind of lukewarm. I'm realizing now as I was driving in, I took a sip of it, mm-hmm. and I think it was yesterday's coffee. I didn't let the machine do its job, so it's kind of...
What do you mean?
Gross.
Well, so we have a machine. You can automatically like set it up with an alarm for it to just start brewing.
Right.
And I didn't wait for that. I just, because I was leaving early, and I was like, I'm up, let's go, you know, here we go. So I just... set it and started it, and then it felt like it was full, so I just poured it in there, and then I put it in there, and as I was leaving, I heard it dumping the coffee into the carafe,
like the new real pot,
the real stuff. I'm like, oh well, they're gonna have a really nice cup of coffee this morning. I know when he wakes up.
So it's intelligent enough to know that there's already coffee in there and it won't brew until you empty that?
It must be. Okay. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just a moron enough to just pour it and go. Right. So it's kind of meh today, but, you know, it'll do. At least it's something, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I know we have a lot of haunted trip stories to talk about, Dawn. I cannot wait to hear because we had a lot of fun with the doll picture that you posted, if you haven't seen it.
Right.
At Dawn at Dark on Instagram. Holding a doll. Where did the doll come from? Did you bring the doll?
I'll tell you about that closet.
Yes. Why you were there. I mean, you just... And, of course, the sleep deprivation. But I want to make sure that we... spend just a few minutes remembering someone who is really important to the station.
Right.
And someone who, you know, I heard this news and just thought, life is too short. And why can't buttholes die? Yeah. Why can't, like, the people the mean of the people. World who just don't put out good? You know, this guy, he brought joy and love every single day. And we were lucky enough to work with him twice on two Project Down and Dirties. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Matthew Michael Farrell. He was our leader for Project Down and Dirty, the musical and rock band. We also did a lot of stuff at the State Fair when his group, Alive and Kickin', would perform, introducing them, and just his spirit. He was a dancer, a choreographer, local artist. He just did really amazing things, starting Alive and Kickin', which is a senior group for those who want to just rock out. And it was their friendship and kept them from isolation.
And gave them a feeling of purpose. A lot of these people had been singers in the past in their lives, or not at all. It's like it gave them something to do and to go to choir practice, essentially.
Yeah.
And he taught them great songs, like songs from Queen, and it was always so great, and they would get so into it. His energy was infectious, and he was the most energetic person I think I've ever met.
Yes.
And so he would get those seniors just like, I mean, they were popping. It was exciting to always go to one of those concerts, and always a pleasure to support them, which I'm sure we still will. In whatever capacity we can. So, yeah, he's going to be missed.
Yeah, and Jeffrey, his partner, you know, we're sending all the love out to his family. We learned on his Caring Bridge that he lost his mother to COVID.
Oh, yes.
And then he was diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer. And it just was crazy because on Friday, our boss, Dan, sent an email and said that he was going into hospice.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, well, we can, you know, what can we do to brighten his spirit? You know, I was just thinking like,
right,
because he always did that for us kind of thing. And then to get the text message Saturday that he had passed, it's just so sad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is very sad. And, you know, like you said, life is short.
Yeah.
You just, you got to take advantage of all the opportunities. If you feel you need to do something in your heart or say something, do it, you know.
Yes, yeah, and he would do that. Good testament to that. So, Michael Matthew Farrell, we love you so much, and cheers to you.
Cheers.
And to your family. Everyone have a good weekend. Where do we go from here? You know,
yeah.
Don, I know you got back on Saturday.
Yeah.
And
it was like, why was it 1,000 degrees? We get back and I'm like, the heck happened?
Was it hot where you were in Missouri and Kansas?
But that's you know, typical. Like, this is what Missouri's like, because MC's coming home with me at the end of July. My daughter's turning 30.
Ooh.
Oh my god. So he's coming home.
Zip line or something fun?
Oh, we're gonna do all kinds of stuff. Yeah, go to theme parks, and it's just gonna be a blast. So And that's going to be fun. But I'm like, get ready for Missouri because this is the taste. Because he was very like, oh, it's so hot. And I'm like, it's only 87.
Yeah, this is nothing. Then you come back here, it's like 120.
And then he got cursed because it was 99 on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went out for a little yard work and I had to take two showers. It just was brutal. Were you out doing stuff too, Kenny?
Dawn, the words only in 87, they do not go together, ever. Never use that phrase again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kenny, were you outside doing stuff, or did you stay inside?
A little bit, yeah, some on Saturday, yeah, and I think I did take two showers on Saturday. It was bad.
Yeah.
Working in this garden that I wasn't supposed to work in, it's become my full-time job. And then yesterday, best day of my life ever. Indoors all day.
Oh my gosh! Right, that's what we did too.
AC blasting.
Except for the grocery store.
I napped in. I napped in the chair. I napped on the couch. I napped in the bed. Then I went back to napping in the chair. It was awesome. Great day.
Harvesting and making sure the soil's right. That takes time and energy and
harvesting.
Oh, I mean, are you at least harvest? Is there anything growing?
It's growing, but the problem is the critters. And there was a big debate on whether or not we'd throw up a fence or not. And we decided all of the tomatoes, they're the equivalent of gold.
Uh-huh.
So we put the fence around the tomatoes, and then the rest of the garden is just going to get netting because we don't care that much.
Do you have electric fences? Because that's what we used to have.
Oh, for the garden?
Our strawberries.
That's a lot of effort. Wow. That's a lot of effort.
We had an electric fence all around our strawberries, which were... We had so many. My parents moved from California, and then they wanted to have a farm, and they planted so many strawberries. We were like labored. It was like child labor. We would like pick them 10 hours a day. I'm like six. I'm out there. They're like, we got to get all these. But yeah, we had an electric fence just because anything, the deer, whatever, would get in there and just chow down.
Well, and you just hope that they see another animal. Learn its lesson, and then they learn the lesson from the other animal versus them all getting zapped.
The lessons that we've learned so far are financially related. It's like deer hunting. How much money do you want to spend to go hunting to get deer meat?
True.
When you could probably spend half that if you just went to the meat market and bought some ground beef.
You're so right.
It's
and
the process.
So
it's
now
experience.
I think I've been to Fleet Farm and spent over $300 twice.
Yeah.
So I'm $600 in for this garden, and I know if I just spent $600 on produce, I would get way more than we'll ever get.
You'd have a salad bar for $100.
Right, right.
Oh, but it's the joy of gardening, isn't it?
I don't know about the joy part.
It's the hobby life. I also find that buying the stuff is very different from using the stuff, too. You know, it's just you want to... well, at least in the crafting world, buying yarn and then actually using it. And then, like you said, too, I could easily buy a cowl for $18.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But no, I'm going to spend 10 hours plus and $50 in
making
yarn
it.
To make my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reality, isn't it?
That's the boat and motor syndrome. My nephew is up from Texas, and he's purchased a boat, but that's not good enough. And the boat has a motor, but that's not good enough. And he spends more time shopping and buying boats and motors than he does actually using them. And I think he gets more pleasure from buying boats and motors than he does from actually fishing.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of antique Johnson motors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Green, white, or red?
Green.
Which color? Oh. Really old, cool.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
Is that the oldest of the Johnsons?
Were they sexy? Green? Sexy three horses? Or
I
sexy
don't know
five
what they were. I'm like, Johnson,
seven,
look, Johnsons.
Nine.
And people were like, all right, what's she screaming about over there? Get that girl out the door.
Oh, yeah. Well, that and traffic, too. That was another thing I thought about you over. You got the Johnsons done. I was thinking 100 was... shut down. I don't know if it's all summer. I think you mentioned that last week, Kenny. But yeah, I had to take all the way to go down into downtown Minneapolis only to get up to Maple Grove.
Yeah, the ramp from westbound 694 to southbound 100 is closed for, is that one closed for a month? I think it's until the end of the month for that closure.
Oh, yeah. That was a detour I didn't expect.
Gotta pay attention to your traffic,
I do.
Daddy.
Actually, we got in there, and I was like, Kenny said this. Just didn't register, you know. Anyway, we got lots of good food talk coming up. Oreos for aliens and a deep fried towel.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about that next.
Fortunate.
Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis. Dawn Kenny here today, this morning with you. Happy Monday. Jason is on vacation. And we've got lots of good food to talk about. Let's do it.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Dawn, let's start with the deep fried towel.
Oh, sure.
What is that?
Okay, so this woman in the Philippines went to a fast food restaurant and actually ordered like through a Grubhub app.
Okay.
Actually, they have 58 locations in the United States. They have 1,150 locations in the Philippines, and they have they're planning to expand to 300 locations in U.S. and Canada by 2024. And the chain is called Jollibee.
Oh, there's one in Chicago. I heard it's the best fried chicken around.
Yeah, well, if that's what you want to order, you better be careful before you bite into it. Now, luckily, she was cutting this chicken up for her kid, and she noticed, her name is Alike Perez, and she posted photos and a video. She wrote, just something that frustrated me this late. We had Jollibee delivered via Grab, ordered chicken for my son. While I was trying to get him give him a bite, I found it super hard to even slice, and I tried opening it up with my hands, and to my surprise, a deep-fried towel.
Ew.
I mean,
towel.
It's a towel. It's like a, like almost like a washcloth size, I think, and it's balled up, and then it was deep-fried somehow.
Ew. Put in.
So, she asked the right question. How the hell do you get the towel in the batter and even fry it? You know what I mean? Like, what happened in this?
Or didn't you tong it out and not go, that doesn't look like chicken?
It does look like chicken.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it looks just like chicken. Like, if you look at the picture, which we'll post on our website,
yes.
It's also on TMZ. Before she opens up the towel and shows the middle, the outside looks just like fried chicken.
Oh,
it's the perfect thing to fry to mask as fried chicken.
Yes.
It's got to be, don't you think it's like a sweat towel? It was really hot in the kitchen.
Somebody
was wiping their forehead.
I think so. So the restaurant. Now, the restaurant, they're taking it seriously. They've closed down the location for 3 days to thoroughly review its compliance with procedures and retain its store team. So they're like, who was on shift?
And you fired.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, what's going on here? Because if it's a franchise, you know, they've got a big, you know, they're not there every day. The owners, they don't know what's really going on back in the kitchen.
Ew. Did they have to batter it then, though, if it looked just like fried chicken?
That's the thing that's so weird about this. It is like, it's not a, the chicken isn't the type that is like from Tyson and it's just frozen and you throw it in the fryer. It looks like it is like a fresh, supposed to be a fresh piece of chicken that's battered and fried on site.
Yeah. Ooh, someone's in trouble. Sounds like they did it intentionally.
Let's be clear, though. They didn't, nobody tried to eat it, right?
It was, no, she they couldn't found bite it into the it. Cutting. I mean, she couldn't, because, but think about if you just picked it up as an adult. This was for a kid.
Yeah.
So she was trying to cut into that.
How disappointing. You smash into that and it's like, ooh, hot cotton.
Yeah. The touch, the feel of cotton.
And whatever else is in the towel.
Yeah, Kenny! Oh, on that note, when we come back, we've got some haunted trips to talk about. Dawn is back. She's got some great stories, and we'll get to those next. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Happy Monday, everyone. MyTalk107.1.com. Lots of great things there, including you can win prizes, you can sign up for our listener rewards, and of course, for the month of June, we've got even more prizes to give away, so make sure you check that out. And of course, our Fly app, everybody. It's Fly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can win some tickets on Sun Country Airlines. I love it. Now, Jace is off today. Alexis, Dawn, Kenny, all hanging out with you this morning. Now, Dawn is back. So excited that you're back, Dawn.
Oh, thanks.
You went to two haunted locations.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun on Thursday with your picture that you posted. Check it out, Dawn at Dark. You're in the corner of an attic with a doll, and you're looking real scared.
Yeah.
And you got some kind of device on the ground. We need to know more about this. What'd you do? What happened?
Okay, well, that is the Sally House, and it's a famous haunted place that since the 90s has actually been known as haunted. The two people that live there, Tony and Deb Pickman, they started experiencing haunted activity after they moved in. They had just had a baby. And so they felt the presence of something watching their baby. They also had, he would get scratches that would like bleed on his body, this guy.
Oh, wow.
And then he saw a full-bodied apparition of a little girl. So, yeah, like he was in the kitchen, he turned around and he sees, and he actually drew it, because he's a pretty good artist, of what she looked like. She had a bow in her hair, curly hair to about her shoulders, and an old-timey dress.
Whoa, so when he was felt like the baby was being watched over by the spirit, what was she good or bad? Or
well, we don't know really if it's actually, you know, because we don't even know if this kid actually existed. But there's a story that a doctor in like 1880, when the house was built, he lived there. There was a woman who came in the night and knocked on his door crying because her daughter was in so much pain, stomach pain. He determined that she needed her appendix out like immediately, that that's what it was. And so he, like, it was going to burst if he didn't take it out as soon as possible. So he gave her some anesthetic, but he started, sorry, everybody out there who's scared of stuff like this, but he started operating on her before any of the anesthetic
kicked in.
And this is 1890 anesthetic, so who knows how good it is.
That would have taken 3 weeks.
Whiskey is what that's called.
Yeah. And so then she so she died in the house on the table.
Oh, so they think it might be her.
Now, historians have said that if you look through the registry of the town at the time, there was no girl named Sally.
Oh.
So we don't know if this is really the spirit of a young girl or somebody who's something that is just
taken on posing. That form.
So anyway, the most famous part of this, all the ghost shows, hunting shows have been there. You know, they've all done episodes. In the 90s, early 90s, there was a show called Sightings. And it was like a Unsolved Mysteries type show. You remember that, Kenny?
That. Oh. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
it was like one of the first paranormal shows. So they went to the house with all of their equipment, which back in the day for ghost hunting equipment was like, I mean, like huge computers and all this stuff. And as they were interviewing Tony Pickman, the dad, he started to feel a pain in his stomach. He's like, oh, God, you know, like, because that's whenever she's hurting him. And they lifted his shirt, and it looked red, but then they filmed it for 9 minutes straight, and scratches formed, and they started bleeding. So, like, this was the first footage of, like, a paranormal event and harm to someone being filmed, like, not doctored. It's, you can see it welling up, and, like, and then it was just three long scratches that were bleeding. So that's the big thing about the Sally house, that it's like, this is legit. Then he had been thrown across the room. He had been pushed through, like, almost over the balcony. So that's the history of this place, and that's why people go there.
And you paid to go there, right?
Yes. Yeah. Paranormal teams come all the time. They rent it out. Actually, the city owns it. Or actually, the city manages it. Another person that we don't know owns it.
Whoa.
But the closet. Okay,
yeah,
what's
the doll thing?
Okay, so the closet is that closet is in the master bedroom where the doctor lived, and my team member from my previous, I've been there three times now. Like 10 years ago, we were there, and she's pretty sensitive. She saw a full bodied man peek out of the closet, look at her, and then go back in.
No, nope,
if
not.
You
oh,
if man. You bring any, they've brought like dogs in there, like animals, and. The dogs, like cadaver dogs or just whatever, the dogs will not go in the closet. They stop and whine and just sit there, and they don't go in.
Wow.
So that
so
closet,
you were like,
of course,
okay.
I locked myself.
I was going to say, like, that's your cue to go in there and sit in the
corner.
Yeah,
I had a voice recorder in there the whole time. So the thing about ghost hunting is that, you know, you might get some things in the moment that you're filming, but most of the stuff happens after you review evidence. We had like two full spectrum cameras on us at all times. So I have to edit, like, you know, probably I would say with all the voice recorders, like 20 hours of audio, and then all the footage too.
Wow.
And then piece it together to make my own little episode, which I'm giving myself a deadline of July 25th. So.
Okay. You could do it. You got this, but that's a lot to go through.
Can you give anything away?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, like, we use one of the most simple tools is that we use a flashlight, and don't do this in your home, by the way, your own home. But you take a mag light and you turn it on just to where it's at the point where it can turn on. But if you were to jump on the ground or slap the table, it wouldn't come on by itself. Now, you can say to a spirit or a ghost, you can use this to manipulate this and turn it on for us. So we'll say, if there's somebody here with us, turn on the flashlight and it will come on. Not all the time, but it did there. And and then you ask questions like, are you a man? And then it's like, you get nothing. Are you a woman? The light comes on. And then sometimes it like rapidly blinks if it really likes the question.
What?
Yeah.
I
have that on camera.
Wow. And as that's happening, are you just sitting there like, oh, yay, you're communicating
I'm
with
so
me.
So excited.
Or are you like freaking out? Like,
you like,
it's so
yeah,
scary.
You don't eat for 48 hours before this just in case.
Or diaper
accidents, right?
No, I don't get scared anymore. The scariest part is reviewing the evidence by yourself when you have headphones on at home, because that's whenever you catch voices on your voice recorder that you can't hear with the human ear.
Oh.
So that's.
I know I've asked you this a lot of times, Dawn, but what's wrong with you? You won't watch like a movie that involves the ocean, but you'll go right into harm's way. And what? We can't be. We're not friends anymore.
Okay, it's a good question.
It's fine.
It's okay. So
wow.
I went to another location as well.
Yes.
So should I save that for the top of the hour?
Let's save that for the top of the seven, because I also want to. For like the experience of doing this. So you pay to go.
Yeah.
You stay up all night. It's best to see them at night, right?
Yeah.
You're not there during the day.
Active. I mean, you are. We had it from 3 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Oh, and you still saw or captured.
We record everything from the minute we walk in with our equipment.
Oh, so this answers my question. Remember my question last week, Alexis? And I thought it was a dumb question. Why do they only come out at night?
Yeah.
You can get responses during the day.
Oh,
yeah.
See?
That is disturbing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
When you walk in, do you just feel an aura, a presence? I know some people have that
I do.
Extra power, and you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's picking up more and more, actually, this year.
Wow.
I've been having spirits come to me and show me themselves in my mind, and then I feel compelled to tell somebody, so I just keep asking people, like, do you know anyone named Percival? And he looks like this, and, you know.
And then, yeah, you find
and
that
then
right person.
Finally,
the
when
message.
It's resolved, I'm like, okay, good, I got that message out. And then another one will
come. And
then
someone else bugs you. Oh,
yes.
No.
Wow.
It's hard to turn that off, probably.
Yeah, it gives me a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you were up all night,
mm-hmm.
and then you don't sleep there, do you? Or
I didn't. We could have, but we got a hotel. Even though we're only using it for 5 hours, you want to be able to have a day the next day. So we left at 5 a.m. and got to sleep at about 6, slept till 11, and then we were on to the next location that
Ooh.
I'll tell you about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the top of the 7. Wow, more haunting. Kenny's just shaking his head like,
I've had my mother sees full, my family, like my mother sees full-bodied apparitions in our home, my childhood home, and I lived in a haunted house, really. I had things in my closet, and it wasn't just like, oh, I'm afraid of the closet. No.
No, there was
I, like,
there.
Sat up and spoke with them for hours at a time.
Kitty,
this is not something.
Like,
this is not something that you talk about in a job interview. By the way,
yeah.
Wait till you've been somewhere for about 5 years to talk about this stuff.
I never thought I'd say spirits. This, but gee, I really wonder what the Kardashians have been doing.
Well, we do have news about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle we can tell you about.
Oh my gosh, yes, let's get to that great news and a sweet reason, or the reason why they named the baby what they did. So we'll talk about all that next.
I'm talking sweet baby,
sweet baby girl. Oh, she's here, everybody. Another special woman in Prince Harry's life. Yes.
Yes.
Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 1071, mytalk1071.com. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny hanging with you this morning. Jace is on vacation. Dawn, Meghan had the baby.
Yes, Meghan Markle had the baby. This baby was named Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor. I mean,
wow.
Hyphen Windsor. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So Lilibet is actually 8th in line of succession for the throne. They don't have titles like prince or princess because only the grandchildren of the monarch have those titles. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Although Queen Elizabeth made an exception for William's children since they are in the direct line of succession. So, you know, we always heard that, like, oh, why isn't Archie a prince? It's like, actually, they're not, the other
supposed
kids
to.
Really weren't supposed to, but he's in line for the throne. So,
gotcha.
That's, so this, they also have, you know, 2-year-old Archie,
mm-hmm.
and they welcome their baby on Friday in Santa Barbara, where they live, and she weighed 7 pounds, 11 ounces. Now, Alexis,
yeah,
you know about why she was named Lilibet.
Yes, this is so sweet. So Lilibet is Queen Elizabeth's nickname in her family. And when Prince Philip's died in April, she wrote a handwritten note to him and signed it Lilibet.
Right.
And so that is just really sweet. So he always called her that. And so this is like years ago. Harry, in interviews, always said that he liked the name Lily, so they'll call her Lily.
Right.
So that's really sweet. And then, of course, Diana.
Right.
Is his mother. So to honor them like that is just really.
I think it's really sweet.
Super, super sweet. And also, didn't Prince Harry, isn't he being stripped of being prince because he's leaving?
Believe so. Yeah. So Prince Harry, his title was dropped even from a Princess Diana wedding dress exhibition at Kensington Palace.
Yeah.
So under the dress, it read, lent by HRH, Her Royal Highness, or His Royal Highness, the Duke of Cambridge, and the Duke of Sussex. Now the HRH portion is gone from Prince Harry's name. So it's just like His Royal Highness, meaning William, but then it just says Harry. I guess. Yes.
Harry.
It doesn't say his Royal Highness. Prince. It just says Harry whatever.
Yeah.
Harry Mountbatten Windsor.
Mountbatten Windsor. Yeah.
This is kind of reminiscent, wow. This whole thing. You know, in The Crown, if you watch that and you remember the real history of why Elizabeth became queen, it's because her father died, but her father was king just for a little while because the real king, her uncle, the brother, just abdicated. He left because he had that American
wife. Oh, that's right.
And then it wasn't really accepted, and he goes, see ya. Mm-hmm. And he was always really not accepted. They lived in France. You know, they just, it just kind of
this
reminds me of that.
This isn't a new thing.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. It's happened before, but in even more dramatic ways. So, you know, when you were the actual king and you said, I'm out, I mean, that is more dramatic than anything.
Yeah, brother, take over.
Right.
You're so right about that. I need to go back to The Crown.
Oh.
I watched two seasons and then I need to go back.
Now, I can't remember. Have there been three or four seasons?
I think four.
Okay.
Gosh,
I am caught up, but you will. Are you still on the Prince Margaret that is
before the switch?
Okay, before the switch with Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes.
With Kirby. What's her first name? Anyway, she's a fantastic actress.
Oh, my goodness.
And I really didn't want to let her go, honestly. But it is a nice, like all of them, Olivia Colman and Helena Bonham Carter. They just are excellent. So you'll accept them as well. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Claire Foy.
Claire Foy.
That's who we're thinking
right.
of.
Right.
Yes,
and then
yes.
Vanessa Kirby was Prince
Margaret.
Yeah.
Princess Margaret. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Anne is the daughter. Okay.
Whew. Keeping track of everybody.
I
wow.
know.
And keeping track of what J-Lo and Ben Affleck are doing as well.
Oh.
It's hot and heavy. Now, do we want them to be together?
I do.
Or will they not last? I do too, Dawn.
I do. And I know I shouldn't care, but, you know, they're familiar and she loves to be in love. So,
yeah.
She's actually
last this time.
Was on a mission on Friday. TMZ caught her visiting at least one school in the LA area, which could be a signal that she and Ben could end up under the same roof.
Oh.
She was tooling around with a notepad. Ben was at home. He wasn't with her, but, you know, this would be moving across the country.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Miami to be with her. Now she's in L.A. returning the favor and looking at schools for her kids. I think she'll do it. I think this is totally J-Lo style.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Falling in love and then falling in love again. It's familiar. And let's just
who's going to ask the tough question?
Yeah.
Who's going to ask the tough question?
How long do you think?
Because I've never heard anybody ask the tough question.
Yeah.
Why so many men, J-Lo? What's going on?
Uh-oh. Do we ask guys this, though, Kenny?
How many relationships has... Well,
we
should.
Ben Affleck? How many?
We should. Well, we know why, because he's insane, and he's got a drinking problem, right?
Yeah.
But how many has she gone through? Quite a few.
Yeah, she likes to get married. I think that's the difference that makes it stand out to us, you know?
Yeah. The other ones, we might just not... I mean, I know we know about Puff Daddy.
So
and,
these
Sean
two
Combs.
must be equally dysfunctional enough to where they're the perfect couple.
Yeah, because they get
because
each other.
Because obviously he's a disaster too. He's an absolute disaster.
Yeah, he's okay right now. He's sober, but he has been back and forth in his sobriety. Yeah,
he might be sober, but he's not okay. Come on, let's admit it.
Yeah, I mean, we all got something for sure. But
yeah, her passion, his passion, they have a lot of passion.
They do.
Together.
It's right there. And
some
I know
people
we
call
talked,
it craziness.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're crazy
Thank
for each
you.
Other. Because I know we've also talked about how long it will last. And what are people thinking?
I don't know.
Year? Because I think this is it.
I think this is it. I think they worked out all of their kinks with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're both whole enough as people to come together and not rely on each other for their happiness.
Yeah.
You know, they're two whole.
I think we should tell the truth here. I think we should tell the truth here.
And, 3 months.
We want them to be together, Kenny.
Yes.
What I'm thinking is we need these two, I mean, just to serve us, we need them to break up and get back together and break up and get together because, you know, we're here every day to kill 3 hours.
True.
Let's face it. This
we
is
need content.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what the everyone else on the station thinks. You guys heard that maybe like Colleen Bradley? I wonder if they're thinking it's gonna last.
Oh, they hate everything.
It's the publication.
I love it.
Yeah.
They think everything is a conspiracy.
Yes. I would hope so, yeah.
And Lori and Julia, what would they think? Because, you know.
Oh, I don't
they
know.
Love.
That's good. A good question. I wonder
LoJ,
what
they just want to see him have sex.
That's They want the dirty details.
Yeah, right, get back on that yacht. And remember he was rubbing her booty and stuff?
Oh, no.
Oh,
when was that?
This was when they were hot and heavy the first time.
Oh,
and,
you kept that in your little memory.
Oh,
there.
I couldn't forget it because she's laying out on the front of the boat and he's rubbing her butt then laying on it like a pillow. And
photographic evidence of this?
Kenny, there's lots of it. That's why we know about it. And of course, they know they're being photographed. So, they want to get that right.
He used her butt for a pillow.
Here. Yeah, and he was rubbing it and stuff. And I was like, whoa, baby.
He's just putting some suntan lotion on, I'm
probably.
Sure.
Probably. I mean, you got to get it everywhere.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
How does somebody have a body like that their whole life? Like, why didn't she age and have...
Yeah, she looks better than ever.
She's just, like, ripped.
Oh, I found the photos.
Okay, Kenny, we'll give you a moment.
Yeah, you could do a whole flip book if you want to. I mean, there's plenty.
Wow. Make a flip book during the break.
Yeah, you do some arts and crafts in the break there. All right.
There will not be a traffic report this break.